Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Kara Quinn. She's a software developer for Looktel and here to tell us about some of the latest apps from Looktel. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Hey there. Thanks for having me on, and it's great to be here at CSUN this year. Two things that we actually have going on. The latest thing that has just been released is a voiceover tutorial app, and it is called Voiceover Tutorial.
That's original.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's easy to remember.
There you go.
VO Tutorial. No muss, no fuss. It's if you search for Looktel on the App Store, it's spelled LOOKTEL. You'll see the three apps that we currently have up on the store, the latest of which is free, is VoiceOver Tutorial.
Okay. So what exactly does this do?
What it does, it actually is designed to help a novice user of the iPhone get used to iOS and to learn the basic gestures that it takes so that a person can more comfortably just explore their device. When they go through the tutorial, it's a short, short app. This is our first generation. We're going to be expanding it quite a bit. When they go through this first generation, they'll know all the basic voiceover gestures that they need to explore the app, and including even an advanced one, like the rotor gesture.
Right.
They'll know how to answer and end a phone call with a two-finger double tap. They'll know how to navigate either touching the screen or using the left and right flick.
So you describe how these gestures are and kind of guide them and give them a chance to practice type deal?
We do both, actually. This is a unique thing with this app. We not only give them information and actual instruction description, but we actually, there are a couple of games in the voiceover tutorial. Just so we make it fun.
Sure.
We make it interesting. There's a basketball game where a person can flick down to dribble the ball, and the more they dribble, then they flick up and they shoot, they're more likely to make the basket, which is the flick down and flick up gesture. And then we take that a step further. There's a game called the safe game, where you actually are turning a dial to open a safe, which teaches the rotor gesture. So as you slowly turn the dial, you hear numbers on like a safe, and they hear a little noise when you hit a certain number, and you flick up or down to enter that number into the combination. When you get three numbers, you've opened the safe. So it's pretty fun, and it's a little time waster game, and it also teaches the gestures.
Sure.
So it teaches somebody how to use the rotor.
Sure. Is it intended for the iPhone? Is there also a tablet optimized as well? Or
We will have a tablet optimized for the iPad. Right now it's for iPhone and iPad.
Okay. And you said that's available free right now from the App Store?
It's available free right now from the App Store.
Sure.
Yeah.
Another thing you guys have going on is your Breadcrumbs app.
Yes. That exists. It's not in the App Store. I mean, technically it is in the App Store. It's not publicly available. And, you know, there's been some talk for several months now. We've been demoing Breadcrumbs. It does exist.
Yep.
And we have kept developing Breadcrumbs. And the reason that it's held up, we are transitioning to a nonprofit status.
Okay.
And we will release as soon as that happens. It's a corporate transition, and many things need to happen before we can give a firm date. When we have it, you'll have it.
So just to recap, what do you expect the Breadcrumbs app to do? What's its primary features?
Wow. Well, it's a unique GPS app in that it is only semi-map-based. And what that, I like to think of it as a hybrid app. And what that means, I wrote it.
Okay.
And I wrote it because there isn't anything that does what it does. I simply wanted to go out of my driveway and tell my phone, I'm here. Just remember that this is the spot that I want you to remember. I always want to know where the spot is. And I want to be alerted when I point my phone at this spot from wherever I am. And then I want you to tell me when I'm getting close to the spot again after I've walked away.
Uh-huh.
So basically it puts a marker, a virtual marker, which is a GPS, saves the GPS coordinates. And then say I've walked down to the corner and I want to scan with my phone. It'll vibrate when my phone points at that, where my driveway is, where the marker is.
Okay.
So it gives me haptic feedback as to exactly where that breadcrumb is.
It's one of those apps that really could be used. It's not necessarily blindness specific, right? It could be used for...
a sighted person can use it, sure.
Yeah, the Where's My Car application type deal.
Well, that's actually one of my inspirations for Breadcrumbs, because I was on a trip where we needed to use the Where's My Car app, and I thought, you know, there really needs to be an accessible way of having that rotating arrow, the visual rotating arrow on the screen, accessible to a blind person, because we can save breadcrumbs and we can orient to those breadcrumbs.
Sure.
Now, which brings me back to the app itself. You can drop multiple breadcrumbs. You can create routes with these breadcrumbs, and then you can share routes. So someone actually can travel where you haven't traveled and send you their route. So say you're going to travel to see someone. They can already send you the route that takes you from, you'll know where the bus stop is, and you can get off the bus and go to their house.
Do you have to drop the breadcrumb at a current location, or can you put in like a lat long, or is it, can you do it
in
another way?
You can do all sorts of things. Okay. You can drop in a current location. If you want, you can put in a latitude and longitude, or you can put in a nearest address, and it'll go to Google Maps and get you the latitude and longitude of that address.
Right.
There's any number of ways
you can geocaching.
You can make it as simple or as complex as you like. For the the novice or advanced user, it was made so that the main screen, when you start it up out of the box, it's a very simple, intuitive operation.
Sure.
That's what I wanted.
Okay.
That's what I really needed.
Right.
I don't want to have to think about all this. Or it can be very deep editing and very deep feature set.
Sure.
You can have varying levels of spoken feedback. You can have textual feedback. You can have simply just nothing but haptic feedback for the direction of the breadcrumb. In other words, the phone can be silent and you can use it. The breadcrumbs, you can select them manually as you go through a route, or the phone can update them automatically as you pass them. And you can either share your location or share a breadcrumb location via email or SMS. In addition to email sharing of routes.
So you can pretty much send them to other iPhone users.
Say you're at a restaurant, you don't actually know where you are, or say you do know where you are and someone else is trying to find you. You can tap your location button on the phone and you'll get options to send your location via SMS to someone. So they'll get an SMS with a link with all the appropriate information. They'll tap the link. Breadcrumbs will automatically come up on their phone with your breadcrumb queued up for them. They know where you are now. So there's one last feature that I want to touch on. And that is, since Breadcrumbs is not a turn-by-turn app, what we wanted to do was also integrate it with both the Maps app and a couple of third-party GPS apps that are turn-by-turn. So if you do want that, or you do need that, say, Breadcrumbs is great for, I want to go on the beach, or I want to go on a walking mall or a trail, or, that sort of thing. If you're in a city and you actually find that, hey, I want turn-by-turn, you can send your breadcrumb as a destination to the internal Maps app, the built-in Maps app on the phone, which you can have written or spoken turn-by-turn directions, or you can send it to Navigon Mobile Navigator or MotionX GPS Drive, and that app will come up, and you simply tap the start button, and it will start.
How has the development been impacted? Have you looked much at what Sendero is working on? Obviously, there wasn't full-fledged accessible GPS for the iPhone. Now that seems to be on its way. Is that going to... How does that tie into what you guys are doing?
I actually haven't gotten a full feature set description of what they're about to do, so I can't really say how that's going to impact. It's not going to change what we're doing. I mean, it's only going to... We want to put as much usable features, reasonable features that people are actually going to use in this app. So we still have a roadmap, even though the app isn't released.
Right.
We're still doing updates. I'm still looking at new features.
Right.
We have features on the table that we're gonna integrate. We have some very exciting features that I want to, not that I can't talk about, but I think I want to keep a secret just to.
Just to keep something
some
in the
really
bay.
Good stuff coming.
Can't
name. Well, no, it's not. We're not afraid of that. It's stuff that we intend to do that's just going to be very exciting. So I just wanted to share that we actually do have a roadmap.
Is this your chance if you want to sneak one of them in right now?
I'll let people draw their own conclusions.
All right.
But it'll do some things that no GPS app will do at this point.
And that's an interesting little teaser for sure. Yeah. What do you anticipate charging for this?
It's going to be $20.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's reasonable.
So just to backtrack for a second, you're switching to a nonprofit status. What are the advantages you find by going that route? You're doing a lot of low-cost apps. Is that not a financially sustainable model on its own, or do you feel you could do more for a nonprofit?
you know, we do feel that we can do more as a nonprofit. You know, it just opens up boundaries.
Right.
It really does.
Right.
You know, there's no need for, you know, it just opens us up to our own possibilities.
You can apply for grants and do other
things.
You can maybe apply for grants.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely will help financially.
Sure.
But that's, you know, we want to do the best for the community.
Okay.
And that's really our goal. And we want to be free to do that. And, you know, we are now, but we want to it's just a better path for us.
Where it should be. And perhaps also showing people that you guys are in it for the long haul, that you're going to be around for a while.
And, you know, it's not about making money.
Yep.
And that's not what we're about. You know, so, you know, just it's nice to have, you know, we want to make this affordable for everybody. We want this to work.
Okay.
And, you know, we're not in it to get rich. We're in it
to do
the right thing and to make apps that the community wanted. You know, I made breadcrumbs because I needed it.
Yep.
And I thought, you know, this will help the community. If I need it, other people need it.
Sure.
Looktel was cool enough to say, hey, you know what? This is pretty cool. You want to work with us? We'd love to work with you. And I said, you know what?
There you go.
And it's not about, you know, want to get rich. It's not about that.
Yeah, right.
This is the whole thing. This fits in with what we want to do. You've already done some of this work. You know, so it makes sense just to work together. So we want to have the ability as a nonprofit to have those kind of connections in the future and now.
Okay.
To be able to do things like that, you know, freely.
Yeah.
Great. And we want outreach.
Sure, so. Absolutely. If people want to get more information about Looktel and the App Store, what's the best way to do that?
Well, if you look up Looktel on the App Store, LOOKTEL, like we said, or you can go to www.looktel. Again, that's LOOKTEL.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Kara.
Thank you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.